Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Many modern charismatics claim to be able to cast out demons. I watched Trinity Broadcasting Network as Bob Larson pretended to cast out a demon from a woman. The woman was well-dressed. Her hair was beautifully arranged. She talked very sensibly. Larson assured his audience that she was demon-possessed. She was supposed to speak with the voice of the demon. Of all the programs I have watched on TBN, this was without doubt the most fraudulent. I could not believe any reasonable person would attempt to deceive his audience as Bob Larson did. And why would TBN allow such fraud to be telecast? If such behavior does not turn people off to religion, I would not know what it would take. When Jesus encountered a demon-possessed person, he simply cast the demon out of the person. Matthew records one such exorcism. When the even was come, they brought unto him many who were possessed with demons, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all who were sick. Matthew 8:16. There are many other examples of exorcisms in the New Testament, but I shall dwell on this one today. If one believes the biblical record, he knows that demons were a reality in the first century. Some modernistic theologians have tried to explain the New Testament's emphasis on demons by saying that Jesus and the apostles accommodated themselves to the superstitions of the first century people. If that explanation were true, then Jesus and his apostles participated in deception. Do you believe Jesus would pretend to cast out demons from people when he knew such entities did not exist? Modernistic theologians might engage in such fraudulent activities, and so might some charismatics. But the Lord Jesus Christ would never stoop to such behavior. He knew demons were real and helped some people to be free from such possession and influence. While demons were and are real, they have no power to enter people today and to control their lives. When Jesus came into the world and died on the cross to defeat Satan, he made it impossible that Satan's emissaries could possess anyone. Is that not what Jesus had in mind when he said, "Or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house?" Matthew 12:29. In this context, Jesus is the one who enters into the house of Satan and spoils his house. Satan still has great power and influence in the world, but he cannot possess anyone. Besides, if Satan can possess people in our day, we have no way of casting him out. The New Testament does not provide any formula or command to get rid of demons. People like Bob Larson have invented their own methods and are deceiving people into believing they have some miraculous power to get rid of demons. They do not have such power. They do not need such power because there are no demons to cast out. But are there not people who seem to be demon-possessed? Absolutely. But they are either very ill or they are very evil. They are not demon-possessed. Many of these people are in need of help, but they need not fear demon possession. They need to be brought to an understanding of the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. They must turn to Him for the forgiveness of sins and be added to His kingdom. In the case from Matthew 8, Jesus simply spoke the word, and the demon-possessed were freed from their bondage. In addition, Matthew says that Jesus healed all who were sick. Would any charismatic attempt to heal all who were sick? You know they would not, and that proves beyond doubt that the so-called faith healers are not genuine. They are deceivers and frauds. My friends, we thank you for listening to our lesson today. May God continue to keep and bless you.